Good morning, good morning, gorgeous ones. How are you? Luanne, Maureen, coming to you live in the Goddess Inner Circle. And I'm also doing it on Instagram today. So, killing two birds with one stone, even though we don't kill animals, right? So, hello, happy Monday. And I'm a bit excited today because it is the first of the month. Hello, gorgeous. And so, I hope you had a great weekend. It's actually Monday here over in Australia. So if you're watching this over in the other part of the world, it's Sunday evening. So, it's been a big weekend for me on lots of different levels. So I wanted to come in and share a couple of those things and do the Path of Purpose message. So I'm going to start off with the Path of Purpose message. But before I do that, right, the first of the month, I've always tried to, well, don't try, I actually do. I choose a word or I choose a theme that I want to bring into the month, that I want to really use to step forward in expressing my purpose, owning my purpose. And so have a think about what your word is this month. 1st of August today. Hello, Michelle. Good to see you, gorgeous, over in Insta. So think about your word. And the word that I'm thinking about is a word that I've used before this year. But I kind of had a little bit of an epiphany. I'll share that later. So yeah, writing that down. All right. So I am using today these cards here, the Goddess, Universal Goddess Wisdom over here on Insta. Here we go. And I actually was gifted these cards. I used to do a lot of mind, body, spirit festivals. My sister and I, we used to do goddess play shops with all the oils. Some of you know that. And I met a woman there. Now, her name is, I want to give credit to her, because her name is Erin Morrison. And the illustrations, and I'll show you those in a minute, were by her daughter, Kathy Morrison, I remember. And she came up to me and she said, I love all the goddess work, because we were doing goddess oils and goddess play shops and workshops and women's circles. And she said, I've created this deck. So I'll show you some of the photos there. Right? And this was just, she'd only just kind of brought it out on it upside down. Sorry about that. But they kind of, I think her daughter, I don't know if it's, do you call it pencil? Like, coloured pencil and things like that, but she did the illustrations, and the book was done by her, and she actually just said, I want you to have this. I went, first of all, there's that thing of receiver. I went, oh, yes, I want them, but you know, you don't have to do that. But anyway, she gave them to me, and I started using them, and then I packed them away for some reason. I didn't use them as much as I wanted to, but I found them today, and I thought, these are going to be perfect for our Path Purpose message. So again, for those in the Goddess, excuse me, I need a tissue. For those in the Goddess Inner Circle, welcome new sisters. And if you're watching on Insta, there's a Facebook group that you can come and join us over there. So this happens every week. Really excited to have you here. So choose three cards. You can choose one, two, or three. Or you can have the whole lot. Life is abundant, right? You don't have to choose. Choose one, two, or three. You can have the lot. And so these messages are really to give you some guidance, motivation, or inspiration for your purpose, wherever you are on that journey. I always say purpose is lifelong. It's an expression. It's not somewhere that we end up on, but it definitely gives us joy when we are doing the things that we love to do, which is our purpose. It can be as simple as that, really. And so one, two, or three, wherever you are. So I'm going to choose, well, I've actually picked them. You would have seen the cards before. And I'm going to read you a little bit of the book and then my interpretation of them, right? So let's start with the first one. So the first card today, or the first message today, is White Buffalo. Look at that, isn't it gorgeous? Hello, Diane. How are you, darling? And so this is Calf Woman, White Buffalo. I'll put it over on Insta here. You can see that. Just gorgeous. And White Buffalo, the understanding, White Buffalo Calf Woman is perhaps the most revered of the Native American goddesses. She is known as the goddess of peace and the mother of life, and taught respect for the land and how to live in harmony with all things. And she gave the people the peace pipe and recounted the importance of caring for children, for they are the future of the people. And so her message is, the actual word here is understanding, right? So if you're thinking about your word for this month, it could be understanding, but this is her message to us, understanding. And she says, the earth is but one nation, and all the people but one people. It is important at this time to live in harmony with another and make allowances for each strengths and weaknesses. We can learn from our children just as they learn from us. In their innocence, they have complete acceptance, as so must we, and realize that life does not need to be hard. By living in harmony, we will have peace. And so, isn't it gorgeous? I love, love, love this. And I definitely love that energy of, you know, the Native American people. So when I'm, okay, so one thing that's been coming up with for me, one of my best friends stay with me for a few days. Some of you know her. And she just said this to me. And you might have heard this before. She just said, you know, we were talking about a certain thing. And she goes, well, that you're a mirror for me and I'm a mirror for you. And you might have heard it. So whatever I see in another person is also in me. And that can be the stuff that triggers you and also the stuff that you admire about a person. And so this kind of brings out the message here, this understanding. Yes, especially if you're in the spiritual realm and you know, like, we are one, but we are also an individual expression. So we are all as unique as our fingerprint. Okay, but we need other people to reflect things back to us. You know, and this is the thing when we're in, I also was listening to somebody, and I think she was a relationship coach. I've been doing some relationship stuff because I want a relationship, right? So I am in a relationship. But it's like, it's almost what she said is you can't just, before you get into a relationship, you don't have to just change everything about yourself to meet that person. Now, this may go against a lot of what you think here. Stay with me. And I went, oh, okay, yeah. So we're trying to, you know, everything teaches us, make ourselves better before we get into a relationship. But to be in a relationship is where all the stuff is going to come up, where everything, the understanding of how we relate, what we need to... not fix, because I don't think we need to fix anything. We just need to adjust things by having a relationship. So there's that understanding. And also I love the piece in this innocence, right, of children and their innocence. And they are wide-eyed and everything is still possible until, you know, they start to get beliefs in the environment and other things happen. But it's this innocence that we have to remember is in us, especially for our purpose. So I hope that makes sense to you, the white buffalo, understanding, right? And maybe just take the, everything's a mirror, the good, the bad, the ugly, and we can use that to step into our purpose. It's a pathway, okay? So that's the first card. So our second card today, please, if that makes sense, if you're watching the replay later, feels like this could be a little bit of a longer one. The second card is Pele. Look at that. Beautiful. I always admire artists. You know, I tried to do a little bit of painting. I've done something. I've got one behind me. I'll show it to you another time. But just the artistry is such a gift. So Pele, for those, she's a favourite goddess of mine. I'm Māori in heritage, so the Māoris come from Hawaiki, you know, Hawaii, and there's a beautiful energy. So she is the Hawaiian volcano and fire goddess. Right, Pele. So she also reminds me a little bit of Kali, just in her fire and her energy. So she had to escape, this is mythology, had to escape the vengeance of, was it Namaka, the sea goddess, who was perhaps angry over an affair between her sister and her husband. Well, yeah, that's not great, is it? But Pele fled with her other brothers and sisters, and so she went to another atoll, and she's the fire goddess, so she would spew out, you know, lava, and the sea goddess, what's her name? Snow goddess, she would throw the water. So fire and lava in the water, that made her the big island of Hawaii. So that's the mythology of it. But she is about passion, okay? Pele is all about passion. Imagine her, you know, when we are, this is the thing. So when I feel into Pele, it's like, as our purpose, as our passion, sometimes it can feel too much. So too much for other people, we believe it is. It's not, but we can push that down. So eventually this big explosion comes out and we express it in a way that sometimes we don't want to. But it is, she's a reminder to stay with your passions, go for your passions, enjoy your passions. So she says, do not fear the passion you feel about what you want or desire. For in that passion, you will find the motivation to make things happen for you. You may call on me when you need extra encouragement and light a candle for her. Let the fire cleanse away any negativity, leaving only space for positive thoughts and ideas. So she's a reminder to, yeah, first it's like, and sometimes, again, having a conversation with someone, she says, I don't know what my passion is. I don't feel it. Like, I don't know how to articulate that. And it is a feeling. It's not something that comes from your mind. And it's something that, if you have difficulty doing something, finding what that is, remember, I always say this, remember what you used to do as a child. Remember what games you played, what brought you joy, and there's a message in that, right? What you used to do. One of my friends, she said, yes, I would get my cousins together and I would do, like, pretend I was being a teacher to them, or she would just write poems all the time, and this is as a child. And so it is, it's when we get to this stage, it's like, what fuels your passion? What even scares you a little bit? Okay, so we can even go there. It's like, if I really had, you know, if time was limited right now, right, and you knew you had, I don't know, I don't want to say this, things, words are powerful. If you knew you had a year to live, what would you do? Make it even shorter. What would you do? What would become even more important for you? Right? Because we never, never know. So this passion, it's fueling the fire. And also, it doesn't have to be a huge, great, big thing, right? Sometimes our passion can feel so big and feel so scary to us. We're always looking, we want to go to the eighth step. When we haven't started, it's just one step, one small step, okay? I was listening to Trent Shelton. He's brilliant. I think he was a footballer over in the US. I don't know his full story, but I was listening to him on YouTube the other day, and he was talking about habits, right? So if we're going to do our passion, and he said, do the small things every day, one small thing every single day. And what really, one habit that he did, he said, put your shoes on. It's ridiculous, right? Put your shoes on every day when you go to, if you're going to work or if you're working from home. And I work from home, so sometimes, and this is all the people that work from home, sometimes I can just stay in my little slippers, and I'm in the office, I'm dressed from here, I'm dressed, but I still, you know, my feet are cold, I've got my slippers on, and then I come to the desk and do my work, and it does feel different. Like, I've got my shoes on today, boots on, boots and all. But it's like, that makes so much sense, right? A simple, small step is putting on some shoes. Even, like, you've probably heard, make your bed. First thing in the morning, make your bed. So, Pele, get into the passion. We kind of went on a tangent there, but feel your passion and do one small step. Beautiful. Okay, so our third card. Hello, Margaret. Our third card is this one here, Hera. Hera. Now, she's the queen of, she's a Greek Parthenon Hera, queen of the Greek Parthenon, and she was known for her jealousy, right? She was known for her jealousy because her husband Zeus, he was a bit of a player. He had many affairs, right? The Greek god Zeus, or we could call it Jupiter and the Roman gods. So she's the goddess of marriage. So she was quite upset when he did that, and she took revenge out on his lovers and all that, right? So she's, the message is not to do that, but, you know, she's filled with duty, right? The duty, and the peacock is her animal representation, showing her status. But her message is, call on me to watch over and help you with partnerships, right? So if you're in a partnership of all kinds, I can comfort you in the dark times and rejoice with you in the happy times, for joy and pain are inexplicably linked in life. Look to me to give you the courage to find your inner strength to accomplish anything you wish for. So here I am being drawn to the joy and the pain, right? The joy and the pain. And with everything, you know, we don't want to be in pain. Sometimes we avoid it at all costs. So I'm actually using the metaphor now. Well, I want to talk about when you want to create a business, okay? A lot of healers in this group, and to create a business, there is some pain involved when it comes to showing up, right? So I don't know why I'm going here, but I'm just going to go with it. So the pain of can be failure, the pain of feeling is it needs to be perfect, the pain of people are going to reject me, the pain of if I was really myself, and who else are you to be, if I could really just be myself, warts and all, right? The pain of, oh, nobody gets me, I don't know what to say. So in that pain, because I know there's a lot of you, and I know this is probably for me as well, like I want to make an impact. I want to make an impact. But the impact does not have to be for thousands and thousands of people. And why I'm doing this is because my cousin came to mind today. And my cousin, I grew up, I went to live with my grandmother for a year, which my cousin is my cousin. He's actually my uncle, Maori's. We farm our kids out. And we never adopt children out normally. We give them to aunties and uncles. So extended big family, right? So he's actually my uncle, but he's a year older than me. Now, I idolized him. I absolutely idolized him. I'd do anything he did. He was so creative. He used to do beatboxing before it was even fashionable. And he lived with my grandmother. So he was brought up, didn't have a real father figure. And so when I moved over to Australia, he hit some bad times. Like he hit some really bad times, and he got into drugs, he had an illness, so he found he couldn't do anything. And I said to him, just come over to Australia and come and spend 2 weeks with me. And I'm thinking I would be of service. And so he did. And it actually ended up being such a struggle. It was really, really hard for both of us, because we weren't those little kids that just played all the time. And, you know, anything he told me to do, I would do. He told me that we climbed the garage, right, the garage, and he said, just hold on to the umbrella and you'll be like Mary Poppins. I don't know how I didn't break a leg or something. I just jumped off. Anything he would say, I would do. Jump off. And then he just laughed at me at the end. It was quite funny, but not really. I was crying my eyes out. But that's the kind of relationship that we had. So he came over. And I thought, this is gonna be amazing. It's gonna be in our energy. It's gonna, you know, how... I don't even know what the word is. And he was feeling quite like a victim. He actually said to me, you being here, because he came in, we had a lovely house and all that, and he said, it's actually made me worse. It actually makes me feel worse. Like, look how you've done and look where I've got. So this whole victim mentality. And so I shipped him off to my other sister for a week just to give me a break, and then he came back, and like we had a lot of laughs, but it was really draining. Energy out, a lot of energy out. And so he went back to New Zealand, and he broke up with his partner and all that kind of thing. And I was seeing him on Facebook, and he was just, you know, I just had to not block him. I just had to stop watching his stuff. I couldn't. Because what I felt I was doing was going in there and trying to save him. I'm like, come over here. Like, but what he had to do first was get to the pain. And he was in it, but I didn't want to drown with him in that pain. So I just stood by back, especially if you're an empath. And, you know, about a year later, I'd check in with him every now and again. And every now and again, I'd kind of tell him off because he'd post something so ridiculous. Judgment March, right? That's his process. And he started to, he gave up the smokes, he gave up drinking, he started walking, he biked all the time, he went to the gym, and he's on a very low budget. He lived by himself, and he changed his life. And I only spoke to him about a month ago. I said, oh, where have you been? You've been a bit quiet. And he said, yeah, he said, I just do what I do now, and I don't drink anymore, and I don't do this. And I went, oh my goodness, my goodness, that is so amazing. And had a little cry with him, and it was just beautiful. But what I'm saying is the impact that, and it wasn't just me, it was him, but he was in this pain. And I thought, wow, I wonder if that little piece, when you came over, if that was the impact. And he actually said, he goes, you know, I always watched you, I always saw your stuff, and you're always so positive. And he went like that. And I said, oh yeah, that's just me. And he goes, yeah, he said, but I take notice, Lou. He said, I did take notice. And yeah, I remember when I came over, and he said I was in a bad place. So the pain actually catapulted him to actually do something about it in his own time frame. Okay, in his own time frame. So long story, but it is the hero, you know, he had to go to the pain, and we all have to go to pain. And the more we resist the pain, the less that our goals and our dreams and our success comes to us, because that's what makes us grow into our purpose. So I hope that makes sense today. Look at me to give you courage. And it is relationships. Relationship with self first, and then relationship with others. So that is the three cards. Sometimes I get so excited, I can't even speak. We've got the white buffalo, calf woman. Then we have beautiful Palais, passion. And we had Hera, right? Call on her to help in relationships with yourself and so forth. So what is your word for the month? What is your word for the month? Feel into what that word is. And I think this is my word for the year, for the rest of the year, and it is commitment. Commitment. Commitment, commitment, commitment. I had a little think over the weekend, and took Nala for a walk on the beach, and I went, oh, commitment. What is it that excites me about the word commitment? What triggers me about the word commitment? Because it's living by what you say. It's living by your values and living by, are you fully in anything? Like, these are all words I'm reflecting back to myself, like relationship. I'm really committed to really going down that trail, or is it really worth it? Am I really committed to putting out this program, right? Am I really committed to hand analysis? Like, what else is in there? Am I really committed to this other business idea, right? And so energy, if there's too many things, the energy can get dissipated, right? It goes, oh, put some here, we'll put some there, put some there. So to me, I'm going to actually bring in the commitments and go, I'm cutting down the commitments. But the commitments that I have, I'm going to go 100% in. Does that make sense? So let me know what your word is. Let me know what your word is. Is it expression, right? Is it creativity? I don't know. I'm very excited to see what your word is. But that is my word. I'm committed to commitment. That is me for this, for the rest of the year, for the rest of the year. So I'll check in on that. All right. Thank you for watching, gorgeous ones. Let me know on the replay, does this resonate with you, those three cards? I think we'll keep going with these cards for next week. Beautiful, beautiful. Erin and Kathy. I'm going to reach out to them. So there's their beautiful cards. All right. I will see you soon. Lots of love. Bye for now.